Women, I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
How come 90% of y'all can't cook, but all of y'all can start an argument from scratch?
I know a bitch like that. Her name, I ain't gonna put her out like that.
Don't put her out.
My ex, not the last one, but the one before that, I'm not gonna put her name out there either. She couldn't cook worth a damn. But every fucking, I would say every time I saw her, the bitch had an attitude about something. And she was white. It was, sorry. I remember one time she went through my phone.
Well, the argument already.
Right.
I already know.
And somebody had texted me out the blue. Didn't know the person. Like, it was like, they sent me a picture for sex swing. It was very random. Mind you, she probably did think it was meant for me because it was a sex swing. You know what I mean? So when I came back in the room, my phone was on the bed open to that message. And she was like, so you're not going to explain yourself? Baby, I don't know where this message come from. I apologize. It wouldn't happen again. Lay there for like 10 minutes. She's like, that's really all you're going to have to say for yourself? I'm like, my God. Like, bro. And like I said, every day was always that, always something. So black men, don't think just because you don't get with black women that you want to avoid arguments. They all argue, bro. All of them. Even in different languages.
I got one that can cook. And that can start arguing from scratch. Like the other day she told me she can make bread from scratch. I said, this a new level.
This a new level?
Yeah, this being a new level of argument is on the horizon. Like, she bought the bitch about something. Like, so she bought the bitch about, she might start bitching about nail pops in the ceiling. Like, dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy. But yeah. But now, speaking of women and arguments, I saw a post today. Woman, she said, congratulations to all the black football players that got drafted that had black girlfriends.
And only black girlfriends.
And I was just very, it kind of bothered me a little bit because I just don't get why we have to, it's always got to be black on black. It's like they can't find love nowhere else. Is that just how women
tend to look at it?
It's a double standard. But the thing is, the issue, because I texted the girl afterwards because I can't comment because I'm in Facebook jail, which is why I'm on IG right now. Appreciate y'all. And I asked her, I said, what if, because she's single, I said, what if you miss out on your blessing thinking your soulmate is a black man, but come to find out it's somebody of a different race? She was like, I doubt my soulmate isn't black. And I was like, how can you be so sure about it? Like, we don't know until we find them.
Right.
Now, you blocking your blessing because you want to be so pro-black in 2020. You know what I mean? And I don't understand it at all. But let that nigga learn his lesson with these I don't know, bro, because like mine fine, but yeah, but like stop blocking your blessing thinking you have to be so pro-black all the time you can't find love in another race. You know what I mean?
My thing is, when Serena Williams got with that white boy,
right,
everybody stood up and applauded her.
Right.
You go, sis. Yes. Vanilla Swirl.
Right. Yeah, like, Rihanna did the same thing.
Eve the same way. Like, yep. Eve, Rihanna.
But let a black dude with money decide to, you know, get him something exotic.
Exotic.
get him something foreign. A little German. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you can't love your black sister.
Now all of a sudden we forgot everything Martin Luther King done did for a nigga. Niggas like what they like. You know what I mean?
Like, bro, like, I can't just say I don't want this woman because she's not black or vice versa.
Yeah, you can't force yourself to not connect with someone of the opposite race.
Right.
Or you can't force yourself to connect with someone of the same race.
Right. I'm multiracial. Like, what I'm supposed to be like.
Furthermore, yeah, like, black woman, you need to stop driving black men away.
Whew.
That's what it boils down to.
It's going to be the episode.
This
is
the boycott. But I get what you're saying, though. You can't.
Yeah. You need to stop driving black men away.
It's even to the point where, like, women want you to, you got to date a dark-skinned black woman.
Need her.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, we get it, bro. You horny. But no, but they said, like, I've seen women, like, get mad because I remember what was nigga that played in Black Panther. He was dating. He had a picture.
Chad Boseman.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Same shit. Yeah. No, but Chadwick Boseman. He had a picture with a light-skinned girl, and they was like, you couldn't get it. You just played in the blackest movie ever.
Same
and
thing with Kendrick. Yeah. Like, you know, they think Kendrick be on his, like, little pro-black tip.
Yeah.
And now they giving him hell because his John tough. Mm-hmm. Nigga got with her because she tough, not because she's of a specific race. Like,
right. And she's probably a bad bitch with good qualities. Yeah, probably.
Like something that y'all ain't.
Right. My coworker said, you need to be with the bitch that was with you shooting in the gym. But it could have been that white girl too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, y'all see CeeDee Lamb. Like, he got him a little light-skinned thing. Had to rip the phone out of that goddamn hand. Because he trying to handle business and she want to go through his phone.
Trying to take selfies, my man. And
yeah.
Nah, she trying to go through his phone.
Yeah, she was trying to go through his phone.
That's what she doing. He should have elbowed the bitch on TV. That's what should have happened.
Yeah. He never played a down.
Did y'all see the one? Never played a down. Did y'all see the one player he got drafted? I think it was like Isaiah Wilson. He got drafted like 28. His big white girlfriend sat in his lap and was hugging him while, you know, crying and shit on TV. And his mom
lifted Jazzy Jeffter.
Jazzy Jeffter out of his lap.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that.
Yeah.
When she say move, golly, all right.
Somebody say, how do black women specifically drive men, black men away?
That's a very good question.
Oh, yeah. Genetically inclined. Like, black women are predisposed to being nagging.
Yeah, we doing.
Yeah, that's it.
No. On a serious note, though, it's like, so I think what it boils down to is black women want the perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like black women typically leave no room for error.
Right.
Like absolutely no room for error. So with that being said, whenever a man somewhat falls short of what her expectation is, it becomes a problem. And because she is expecting perfection, everything that you're not doing that she thinks you should be doing is a problem. Hence, which is why the women are going to nag 3-4 fucking 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like,
right,
they're always going to find something that you're doing wrong. They're not going to tell you, babe, thank you for making sure that the light stayed on this month. Thank you for making sure that we ate this month. Thank you for making sure that we still have the roof over our heads this month. Mm-hmm. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for being my protector and my provider. You know, and if it's a really good man, thank you for being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not. Damn, I cooked last night. You couldn't help me with the dishes. Or, damn, I went to the grocery store. You couldn't come outside and try to help me with the bags. Bitch, Justin, did you ask?
Justin, this sound a little hurt.
No, I mean,
it's what
a lot of men can attest to.
And a lot of women say, you know, I had a conversation with a woman like a couple weeks ago. She was like, yeah, the reason I'm single is because I have expectations you know, I want the man to fulfill. And I'm like, well, what if your expectations are too high, or you expect way too much from a man that you don't even deserve? She said, why should I have to taper my expectations because of what the man? I'm like, it's because you're never going to find anybody the way you want it.
Can you give what you ask for is my question.
Right.
These expectations you place on
A lot of women, specifically black women, they want, it's like 85-15.
Reciprocity.
Yeah, reciprocity.
My boy Justin used to use the word reciprocity.
For like 4 episodes.
Yeah, you could tell he just learned the motherfucker. Like,
I've been learned that word. Like, you didn't learn reciprocal in elementary school? Yeah.
Nah, but that's what it boils down to. And, like, I don't think this shit is ever, like, reciprocated on a, you know, equal scale.
Right. It's not just, I think it's not just black women. It is women, period, but it's just kind of, we see it more in black women because we're
that's
black
what
men.
We deal with.
Yeah. Because, like I said, I've dealt with different races and.
Not I.
Well, you haven't? It's because your dick been on the internet.
That's cool.
Yeah, white women saw that.
Yeah.
I don't think any white woman saw that video. No. So, what was it? Was it a GIF? Boy, had that lumber swinging. I hate lumber liquid. Boy, I hear you, boy. Goddamn.
Anyway, but that's why relationships are so fucked up now, because it is no reciprocity. It's got to be leaning one way. Even if it starts off 50-50, it's like, okay, I got him or I got her now, and now I don't have to do as much. Because do you feel like you don't give full effort all the time? Not trying to be funny.
Don't give?
Like, do you feel like you give 100% effort at all times?
No.
Yeah.
No.
For one, you get tired. I know.
I don't get tired.
You get tired.
I don't get tired.
Moving back.
I get fatigued.
You get fatigued. But no, you like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we all get complacent and a lot. I'm definitely guilty of it. I am the biggest guilty party of all, which is why I'm single, because I get complacent and just don't give a fuck no more.
So
it ain't gonna be the honeymoon forever, man. Like, look, listen, it's okay for a nigga to give. All right, so I don't want this to come off the wrong way, right?
It will, and I'm gonna love it.
No, it shouldn't, though. Yeah. Like, a nigga giving 100% every day, he's gonna burn out fast.
Yeah, he's gonna cheat.
He's gonna burn out fast. Now, I'm not saying, you know, he should, like, negligently not do certain things that he knows the woman wants or needs to make sure that she is happy.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Now, every once in a while, the nigga is gonna get to that 100%, maybe even 100%, 110% mark. Do a little bit more, go above and beyond, just to, I'm gonna make her feel a little extra special this weekend.
Lick the booty hole. Yep. Yeah.
But every fucking weekend ain't gonna be low. Like, we ain't gonna have no fucking candlelit picnic dates in the backyard. Like, that's not what's finna happen.
I've been in your backyard. That's hard to do.
Nah, backyard big, for real.
No, that's a big backyard. I'm talking about
grass today. Not in the middle of the back. Oh, gotcha. I think I might extend my deck. That would be fire.
I can see that. That should be dope.
And make a wooden deck, yeah. Raise it up, have like a little cement pit for the grill.
Somebody, that's new money. You got a stimulus check.
Hey, HG, I'm about to call that girl that went to Liz that's in like all the magazines now, and what's her name?
Ashley
Bass. Shout out to her.
Yeah,
she's fire. Like, she dead ass got like a sponsorship from like Lowe's.
She won that.
Did she win it?
I feel like she did.
Right? That's dope, though.
And she's also an engineer, like,
yeah,
female engineer for Boeing. You know, one of the largest like aircraft manufacturers in the fucking world.
Yeah, so she's dope. Like, yeah,
that's fire.
And like, I don't know about y'all, but I've like had conversation with her plenty of times.
Yeah, I got a table I need put together. I mean, yeah. Need to call her. Yeah.
Cool. But speaking of, like, have you ever been in a relationship?
Yeah.
You got have you? That's the one that exposed his ass. That's your only relationship?
Next topic.
You still butt hurt. You gotta listen.
No, I'm good.
Have you been in one after that?
Not necessarily.
I feel like you need to go to therapy. You need a therapist. See?
I'm good.
That's what's wrong with black people. Yeah, we don't.
Justin, have you been to a therapist?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear no rap songs that you listen to that you relate to. I need an actual therapist.
Listen to Boosie when he's going through his stuff.
But
$1,000.
My favorite song. But no, I had, like, last year I was going to therapy. I felt very angry, so I ended up going to therapy for like,
you're angry.
You're still angry.
Yeah, I don't think it helped.
I'm not helped. Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah, I need
they
to
do
go.
In-home visits.
Then I
tell a therapy now.
Huh?
Did you tell a therapy
now? Yeah, what's her name? Said call her.
Who, Javante?
Zoom, yeah.
I just don't feel like Javante can help me. Because she knows me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Not she's not skilled at what she does. I just don't think she can help me. But, like, the reason I ask is, like, just like how you say about me, you ain't been in a relationship since I've known you.
Well, you claimed a couple of relationships since I know you. I mean, just to put that out there.
Somebody said I'm the easy. Nick said I'm the ugliest nigga he know. Like, he's easily the ugliest nigga when he come around. and he built bad.
We can't keep talking about Nick. He's gonna ruin the podcast.
Yeah, he'll ruin it. Yeah. But anyway, speaking of which,
here's a question: why is it that women have 1,000 boyfriends in their life?
They claim niggas. I don't get it. They claim every nigga they talk to.
I barely text back.
So me neither. Well, it's like the thing. It's easy if you not text back because they don't know if your messages are real.
Yeah, because I got an Android.
Well, I got my read receipts off, but but yeah, they'll claim you. Talk to them consistently for 2 weeks, and they call you baby, or you call them baby. You in a whole relationship, cuz.
Do you think that's with them trying to search for that perfect man? So it's like, boom, he ain't there, so I'm going to go to the next one.
Yeah, and they'll fuck every one of them.
Yep. Yep. Because in that time frame, they are acquiring quite the bit amount of bodies. Like, I've watched women just run through niggas left and right, just trying to find that one. Because some of these women, like, they don't know how to not be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't know how to be lonely.
Alone.
Yeah. They don't know how to be alone. That's really the issue. They rather be with 45 niggas in a year than be alone.
Like, go sit your ass the fuck down, close your fucking legs, and do some fucking self-reflection, and maybe, just maybe, what you're looking for can, you know, will be clear to you.
I just feel like you're talking to Justin.
No, I can name a few. That want to force me into something.
Like, just sit down.
I ain't it, baby.
Yeah. Sit your thot ass down for a second. Hold on now, baby. And secondly, niggas know your track record, baby.
Yeah.
Like, especially niggas like that are in our age group, especially y'all age group. I mean, y'all only a few years older than me, but y'all do understand that whatever woman y'all get with is going to have a pass.
I wanted to have a pass.
Right? She's gonna have a track record. So
show me your sex tape. I want to see what you've been about. Yeah.
So a nigga,
and I need that same energy.
Yeah,
and I need sex tape.
So yeah. A nigga's gonna understand that you got bodies, but at some point it's gonna be all right, bitch. Enough is enough. Like you need to go sit down and chill for a little bit. Just chill out.
Cause you don't get so many bodies, you gotta wait till you're like 40 for us to forgive it, or you have to move states. Like it's gonna be after you have to do something like that.
What that commercial say? We are farmers.
We are farmers.
What's the Arby's commercial?
We have the meat.
We
have
the roast beef dangling. You know what I'm talking about? I thought it was we are farmers.
Put up on. Man,
y'all crazy.
Nah, you crazy as hell. But now, Riley big enough for you to get away with it. It's just you won't be able to fuck with nobody that like know you personally. Cause you can get on Hinge, Bumble, or Tinder and find somebody that don't know you
every day.
Yeah, shit, Facebook dating even.
Can you really?
I mean, yeah, you can. Cause like Riley has over 1 million people now. Riley has, I think they said like 3 million people in it now or some shit like
That's
that.
That's crazy.
So it's easy.
I hate this guy.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Y'all are crazy. Real quick before we get on, my dog got a promotion.
I
wish we could have like a TikTok shit where they'd be clapping in the back or some shit. Or niggas is going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, congratulations, though, bro. I'm proud of you.
Six figure shawty.
Six figure shawty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Going on, parlay?
But I'm about to buy a whole pot.
I can see MJ driving the Challenger with the little nuke plate on the front.
Yeah. Never.
It's going to be Elizabeth City State University. Yeah.
That nigga from the Alumni Association keep calling me.
You answered?
I did. I need to send him this little $50 so he can get off my bike. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of bike.
Yeah, I'm already like, I have a lot on my back. He on my back now. But either way, MJ. Boy, what's the price of a half a gallon of milk?
$1.49.
That's why he the fucking
man. Yeah, that is why.
That nigga ain't even stutter.
Like, bro, you could throw figures around in the group chat. We were like, yeah, 18, a carton of 18 eggs, 89 cents. Like, yeah, because they over there at Lidl at 79 cents. Yeah. Well, I was like, damn.
Then he used to say you to go spy on your prices.
Yeah. No, I told him I was going to, but I used to just do it myself.
But now, I am proud of you, though, bro. Like, we've seen you come a long fucking way. You just got promoted in October. You already promoted within 6 months.
3 months ago, you was the nigga collecting the carts from the...
I was doing that earlier this week.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. As a manager, you got to wear all the hats.
Yeah.
I seen my general manager fucking sanding the fuck out of a car for 3 days this week. I said, this is what you get for laying off everybody.
That's why they lay everybody for shit like for him to do shit like that. He got to do shit like that. Like, he got big forearms. Too, so I know he was sanding that butt.
That's my dog, bro.
But now, like for you have come a long way, bro. And I knew it was coming sooner or later.
Appreciate it, dog. If you need a job, holler at me.
I've been telling people that. Like, I tell people, like, look, I know y'all furloughed, lay it off. My dog Marion.
I'll leave my job if you can. Right now, if you can give me 70, I'll leave my job.
I don't have that power. Oh shit!
Damn. But now,
Them gunshots, bro.
I heard that was a gunshot on first. Oh, you gonna grab your?
Yeah.
Grab your little 380.
Lord Jesus, we about it.
Oh, you got the. Okay.
Nigga, stop pointing at it.
Yeah, like, damn. You already got a do-rag on. I swear to God, I'm a protest. But anyway.
I'm not down without a fight.
Yeah, because you can't run.
I got 17 in this motherfucker, and I'm going to get to the car. You better believe it.
Damn, this nigga 007.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm going to get to the car.
I can't see him rolling none of that shit.
You should see me at these little two guns. I'm nimble as fuck, bro. I'm tired of telling y'all niggas. Justin, get your puss ass on the goddamn line, boy. Smoke turkey,
bro, what are you talking about? Let's race for charity. So that'll be COVID.
Donate to March of Dimes.
No, we're going to donate to somebody who lost their job in COVID. Let's buy some groceries or something.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
And proceeds. Somebody, whoever, hit us up in the DM. Anybody need help? Me and Chad going to race for the proceeds. Y'all can put y'all
big facts. Not for real.
Yeah.
For real. We're doing this one for
Lil Saint.
Yeah.
But nah, bro, whoever need help, we got you. Like, seriously, I hate to see people out here living bad. I know a lot of people probably are.
It's some people that, like, want to not work because of the unemployment check is crazy, but
it's not sustainable.
You got to get it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not even guaranteed that much. Like, the max regular is, like, $350. And then you might get approved for $50.
Right.
But 600, like, you might as well go to work.
Yeah. I really do feel, but like one of my homegirls I was talking to today, she was a waitress at her two jobs. Mm-hmm. So of course she didn't get furloughed, but they closed, so what can she do? Thankfully she been getting paid from one of them till next week or something, but she's pretty much about to be, cause I don't see this shit ending though. Do y'all see this shit ending no time soon?
No, some are over.
They were supposed to start what Friday, then they
push it to the
8th. So I just people think it's really gonna end soon. I don't see
it. This is any indication. North Carolina, Roy Cooper just closed schools for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, but you think it would have been fair to have kids come back for a couple weeks though?
No, it would have been dumb anyway.
Yeah, just for them to take EOG tests and that they weren't prepared for.
They should have just...
You know what I mean? So
I'm a fan of all kids doing, like, whatever grade level they're at now, they need to do it again.
Yeah, they fucked.
They need to do it again.
Fuck the kids.
They need to do it again because what's going to happen is in 15 years, 20 years, America is going to be number 10 in the world. And everything.
Out of 8.
We know it ain't gonna be number one. It ain't gonna be North Korea.
Yeah, like China. Hold on. China already went back to school and worked. Like,
yeah.
Man, that's why they leading and everything.
Yeah. And we owe them money.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet it was one of them who did breast surgery too.
Yeah. Hey, look. So, rest in peace to a good dude.
Go ahead.
Is he dead?
He's a vegetable.
They say he's a vegetable, and I heard he was
TMZ
dead.
TMZ said he was dead, so I believe it.
Why? Because they were the first ones to report Kobe was dead.
Yeah, they said him and like 18 other Lakers players.
They were wrong.
Niggas done painted a mural of Rick Fox.
He got the goddamn memorial. Yeah. Right?
They done put up a whole statue of Rick Fox. Nigga Rick Fox on live talking about what happened. What went down? So he had a heart surgery.
Who are we talking about?
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
I think it's the recipe.
The dictator of North Korea.
Yeah.
Like, would y'all consider him, was he America's biggest enemy?
No.
Probably, I was not, it would be between Saddam and, what's the nigga that did 9/11? America, yeah.
America's biggest.
Crack.
Yeah, all that.
But what was the nigga that did 9/11? What's that nigga name?
Barack Obama. Oh.
You want to cancel, huh? Like, the fuck wrong with you? Like,
we ain't going to the brunch. Because
Obama be in that, I think.
I feel like we was at a point where Michelle would have probably considered this. You know what I mean? Because Michelle down to earth now. Yeah. Like, she cool people. She done came in here in a tracksuit. Like, you know how she talk.
Yeah.
So who's gonna take over the country?
They say his sister
or something like that. It says she's very skilled in politics, but when you're using fear tactics, you don't need skill.
She probably ordered the hit. You seen the interview?
Yeah.
Like, you seen the interview?
Yeah.
Like,
that was, they had to pull that shit out of theaters. Goddamn nigga said, I will blow the fuck up. He said, pull it out of the movies right goddamn now. I will blow y'all shit the fuck up.
Yeah.
And they took that shit out and put it on Netflix.
Uh-huh. That was like the first movie to go to Netflix. Like,
right, immediately. Yeah, first box office movie, straight to Netflix and shit. Yeah. And on demand. Right?
Yeah.
And that nigga dead ass called American and said, y'all got 24 motherfucking hours.
Like, he had like everybody computer and said, look, stop playing with me.
He was not a nigga to fuck with.
Yeah.
That nigga had screws missing in his goddamn head, bro. He did not get, like, if there was a button.
He was your age, wasn't he?
Yeah. if there was a button in his office to shoot missiles, he'd have pushed it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Like, and we had the wrong nigga running this country to quit. Like, that's why I'm glad he was going.
King Jones, like, one nigga in America, and that's Dennis Rodman. I don't understand it.
Because Dennis Rodman down for whatever.
Yeah.
He probably sucked dick, too. Dennis Rodman sucked his dick, yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah. Like, I see.
Extremely plausible.
Extremely plausible. It'd be funny if this was just a scare. It was a tactic to think he was just off our trail, that he just come back stronger than ever. Yeah. Be the first. You know, you getting hit first.
Like, the it was what, 6 months ago? The nigga threatened us with the electromagnetic whatever blackout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He like, bro. Yeah,
nigga told us, he said, y'all keep fucking with me, I'ma cut all fucking electricity in America. Y'all gonna starve to death and die. I'm gonna have y'all country break out in the war to survive. That's what he said. Like, niggas was over here. Oh, the EMS blackout? What is that? Oh, shit. This nigga King Jones ain't playing.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even risk it.
No, that would burn.
None of his threats are empty. I don't care if they are for real. They ain't.
The problem is, America wants... You know what the problem is, right? They have white weapons people. Apparently, America thinks they have weapons of mass destruction. We are trying to tell a country to get rid of their weapons of mass destruction when, guess what?
We got them, too.
We have weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, America need to let the UN do what they do and bag bite, you know what I mean, before they get us killed.
It's because Kofi did. If Kofi won't did, everything would be good. Kofi Annan, y'all remember him?
Yeah. He ran that shit for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He kept it right, and then, like...
He was keeping the country state, like, the world stable, like...
And then 9/11 happened.
Yeah. I think Kofi has the most peace treaty signed, like, ever.
That sounds about right. It's be Nelson Mandela, too.
Like, it's going to take a black man to bring peace to the world.
We had one for 8 years.
Because Trump's like me and you, bro.
Don't dish
it. No, for real. He got a little angry. Trump is like me and you.
And what way?
In the regards where Trump will wake up and seeing Kim Jong flying off at the mouth saying, say, call me a bitch again, and Trump will be like, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Trump would be like,
bitch.
Bitch. That's what I mean. Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, that's like we waking up tomorrow and a nigga on Facebook say, you know, stop calling me a deadbeat dad. Call me a deadbeat dad again. I'm going to pull up on you. And I'm going to be like, you a deadbeat dad. not pull up. Pull up. Yeah, you know, like, what I mean? Like, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of like, Trump's right. Kind of like us.
And like, yeah, because like, it's crazy. Me and my boss was talking about it today because she was saying like how it's been a lot of instances where like she fought a lot growing up, and she said girls would be like, "Yeah, I wish you would pull up and talk that shit." She was like, "Oh, they just invited me, so now I gotta do something."
You gotta go.
Yeah, and yeah, you're right, because if somebody called me like, "Yeah, I'll fuck you up," you know, whatever, whatever.
Because if Trump get another 4 years in office, he is gonna get us in some shit because he don't know how to like. Chill.
He don't know how to do nothing. He nigga told niggas to inject
Lysol. Disinfecting nigga veins.
He said that yesterday. Or day before yesterday. Wednesday.
He was being advised by the doctor in the corner.
Huh?
If y'all, what? Inject it. Yeah. It dies after 1 minute.
So will you.
Drink bleach. Drink bleach. It's like, and now you got 300 niggas in New York that done drank bleach. 30 of them died. Like,
yeah. This is the worst thing. So, like I said, we had a pandemic in 2009 with the swine flu. Obama was here. Nothing was like this. We had the dumbest motherfucker we probably ever had for president, and the world is fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, it's just really.
So,
huh? Let's go do it.
What I will say is, from a political standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, the well-being and welfare of the country from a health standpoint, politically, yeah. Donald Trump may not be the most adequate nigga to be in office in this time. Yeah. However, from a business standpoint, he is probably the best nigga to be in office at this time because he is going to keep this motherfucker business-wise afloat.
Yeah.
Now, him taking too long to deliver PPE to major hospitals and shit, yeah, he's going to fuck off in that regards because he was over here looking at the stock market.
Crash.
Trying to figure out how to save some shit.
Yeah, my boss told me she lost $8,000 in her 401k.
Apples to oranges. Your boss, $8,000 ain't shit compared to everything else that's going on.
That what I'm saying is, like, he really
lose another $8,000 for saying something about it.
You probably lost about $8,000 in your shit.
Yeah, I'm scared to check. I ain't
check neither.
Yeah. You said your boss lost how much?
$30,000. And that was like the second day all this stuff happened. So he just started laughing.
Like it has, like, the stock market hasn't like been on a steady decline. In actuality, in some instances, some stocks have climbed in a lot of places.
Waffle House.
Yeah. I mean,
food line,
grocery chains out of this world. Man.
My job has lost millions in this pandemic,
bro. You know who's losing money? Oil companies.
Yeah,
bro. Gas
is down to 1 cent a barrel, bro.
Bro, I got gas for $1.49 in Lewisburg.
$23 filled up my gas tank the other day. I cried.
Mine was like, I think it was like I put 17 in the tank or something, and it filled.
Your shit should have filled up with $8.
I do got a hybrid, but like it's shit different, bro. And like, I can't even imagine the world normal anymore, bro.
This is normal. This is normal.
I ain't gotta work on Sundays now though, so until the regular hours go back.
Oh yeah, I think y'all Chick-fil-A.
No, they open, like, they open tomorrow. I can't work Sundays,
Christian. You gotta go to church.
Now, it's like, if I work on Sundays, it's hard for me to get to 40 hours because they're not open a full 8-hour day.
Gotcha.
So I can't work on Sundays. So, yeah.
So who they put in?
The part-time niggas. Like, Lil Dre, Lil Uzi, that was here.
She's still alive. I thought the COVID would have like
got been
it. Eradicated.
That's fucked up.
Nah, I'm playing. What else we got on the menu?
The hair thing, talking about your job.
Yeah. Okay. So we were talking about this in the office the other day, and it was a technician in there, you know, and he said, "Hey man, you always give Gerald shit about his head, and look at yours." So
I would have busted
to kind of give you a visual of
I feel
who and what. I mean, me too, and sometimes. But
I don't
kinda,
like your hair.
To kind of give you cool a visual of what, of who and what Gerald is, 19-year-old, you know, black kid, you know, pierced ears, got earrings, who wears a do-rag and a toboggan at work. It could be 95 degrees outside. He got the do-rag on and the toboggan leaning to the side. So he says, the technician is saying, "Hey, man, you always give him hell, telling him to take that shit off. He don't look presentable, blase, blase, but you got your hair looking like that." And my response was, it is a socioeconomic difference.
So basically you're saying because you make more money and then in a higher position him, you can do whatever you want. He can't.
It's not that I could do whatever I want. My explanation was I can somewhat self-inflictingly stifle myself at this position, but you have verbalized to me that you would love to be where I am. Guess what? You have a long way to go. And taking that fucking do-rag and the toboggan off is a start.
My issue is, Chadwick, is
I am not my hair.
You do like Erykah Badu. But the issue is, like, the way you said that, like, saying it's a socioeconomic issue is, it's pretty much like you're saying you're better than him.
No.
Like, in a sense, because you're saying, because I make more money than this nigga over here.
Or I'm in a better position
than this nigga over here. I can afford to be ugly compared to him. Basically. I get what you're saying, but my issue is, who the fuck are you?
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Who am I? Who am I? But it's almost like a parent. It's almost like a parent looking at their daughter.
You want to be daddy so bad.
But it's almost like a parent looking at their daughter, telling their daughter, their 16-year-old daughter, not to have sex. When the same parent that's talking to the daughter had the daughter when she was 12. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you're trying to save them from the shit you went through.
Or save them from the shit I've seen.
Right. So
people like him go through.
So, from a management perspective, do you agree with that?
No, because I was told that I would probably have to shave before I got my interview. And, you know, I ain't shaved in I don't know how long. So, I wasn't going to move up if that just wasn't my store. I just ain't meant to move up.
Especially when, in a sense where your beard doesn't affect your job.
Right.
Or your job.
Yeah.
I do agree with the fact he should be wearing a do-rag and a toboggan. Maybe it's a toboggan in the cold, but the do-rag is a little overboard at work.
He need them waves spinning.
He should have took it off when he got to work. I wear a do-rag until I get there and then when I didn't have all this hair, I would take it off in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's just professional. But my thing is, I get, like, especially with him being he was a detailer, correct? Right. Did it fucking matter?
As far as
his job performance,
what he was wearing,
yeah.
No, I mean, wearing a do-rag and a toboggan ain't gonna physically, you know,
stop him from washing,
from cleaning the vehicle properly. The thing is, he one was always in the office, so you have
customers,
right? And in my defense, I do wear a work hat at work.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment he said that, you know, I was sitting in the office and I took my hat off for a brief second. You know what I mean? So it's not like I got my hair out all willy-nilly all over the place, not giving a fuck. I do have a hat on, you know. So, I mean, and again, it was not intended to say that I'm better than him, but guess what, bro? Like, I'm telling you, me doing this, yes, I probably, in reality, that I am stifling myself. Because, like Jessica said, she said, hey, all right, quick question for you. If you were to go to, you know, interview for a promotion.
She can't ask this question.
And the competitor that you're going up against is a black guy, just as knowledgeable as you, just as good as you, numbers are as good as yours, but he has a clean cut, you know, low cut and looks professional. Who's going to get that job?
He is, but not only for the clean cut. What they're going to look at is, because more likely he's going to be smaller than you. So they're going to be like, less insurance. He's going to be in his job longer because his lifespan is going to be longer. But on a serious note, the guy who asked you this question, was he black or white?
The initial question?
Yeah. The guy who asked you why
I get Gerald Hill?
Yeah.
He's white.
Do you feel like you had to put on that show for him because he was white?
Did you want to slap him?
Asking that question? So here's my thing. I feel like you, maybe not, but because he was white, you went that route. You wanted to prove a point by saying it's a socioeconomic issue because it's more than 10 letters, so you want to show off for the white man. And then two, you also wanted to, like I said,
shucking and jiving
for the white man.
Bruh.
Because no, because like I said, don't take your hat off. but like, I just find that white man name was Wilson, so we're gonna say Wilson, right? I just feel like Wilson brought that question. For one, he was in a lower position than you, correct?
This is just a different position.
So, but
he's
saying,
a body man. He's a technician.
So he need to mind his fucking business for one. All right, just let you know. And then two, I get why he asked the question because he kind of wanted to put you on the spot. That,
yeah.
And you know.
He
wanted to call you a nigga. That's really what he wanted to call you.
I was going to say hypocrite.
Same shit. But
because niggas hypocritical.
No, he was saying like, why are you going to get this nigga? Shit for being a nigga at work. Nah, but yeah, because he's seen you act up
about a month. Josh, cool, bro.
Yeah. But like I get his point, but shut up. Like, you know what I mean? Not you. I'm talking about him. Like, leave black people with problems alone. Like, I just feel like white people need to stay out.
Yeah, this is my fight to fight.
Yeah, bro. Let me fight it.
Let me worry about not being able to get promoted, but I also want to get this nigga to where I am.
It's a bit divisive. He is a bit divisive. He was trying to turn y'all against each other.
Instead of
you imparting knowledge on him, it's like he's trying to tell you what to do.
Right. So like...
And like you said, we know the reality of it. In corporate America, this shit ain't going to fly. We know that.
Right.
We know.
Yeah, because even growing up, like, I didn't get tattoos on my neck and arms because I was...
You ain't been to jail before.
Yeah.
That, and one, like, I have tattoos, but they're all hidden when I wear a t-shirt because I thought I was going to be on TV. So, I did. Like, you know, because like, I was... My sports communication and shit. And then also, I was always told...
You won't get no jobs. You should see the director of my region sleeved up.
Yeah. You think he got him after he got the job?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Sleeved up. And I was also, the point I made the other day
was. You don't have that luxury, though.
The point I made the other day was 15 years ago, a cop couldn't have tattoos. You wouldn't be a cop if you had tattoos showing. You wouldn't be able to join the military if you had tattoos showing. Now it's different. Military saying you can have, you know, you can have tattoos down here, just can't be nothing inappropriate.
My homeboy Lee, matter of fact, he couldn't get a job at a prison at one time because he had a tattoo on his neck that he got when we were like 17 years old, which I thought was stupid when he got it. But he got a tattoo on his neck, and you know, and like I said, it was totally different 12 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But. Hair is not as big of a deal as it used to be.
Beers
were a big deal.
They were.
Like 8 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm clamoring for one. You know what I mean? I'm tired of looking like a fucking baby. You know what I mean? So, like, it's the... But just tell him to stay out of black people.
The Bible says you shouldn't shave your beard. You shouldn't shave anything.
Yeah, because I kind of want to shave that in there because it'd make my dick look a little big.
It ain't saying nothing about not getting waxed.
You put both legs in there?
You feel me?
Oh my God. Jelena, you deserve a race.
Yeah, she do. Well,
Johnson.
Not for white people, stay out of black people business, please.
And it wasn't even about that. It was,
but I'm saying that because
I feel like he was trying to call me a hypocrite. And his tone and like the way he said it was like, bro, you so full of shit for giving that man shit. Look at your head. Yeah, like, that's kind of how he said it.
You know, he was calling you a hypocrite, but if he would have stayed out of black people business, that would have never happened. You get what I'm saying? So, just like, why does he go home and tell Timmy that he should smoke a doobie? You know how white people tell. They shouldn't smoke a doobie because when he was 18, he smoked a doobie and went crazy one day. So, now Timmy can't do it. In actuality, we better now. Like, you know what I mean? So,
and look, six little half-white crack rocks. How much is that in your hood? It ain't white, it ain't super off white either.
I say 90.
Hey, if you bring it to my job and you try to sell it to the people in the parking lot, they probably kill everybody in the store.
Yeah, I can see it. But it's like, I say 15 of rocks or 90.
Shit, I said that. In Durham, that's 120 easy. I said in Cary, that's 300.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Yeah, that 300. Yeah, hey, that 50 is that. Hey, MJ, I'm coming up Strickland Road, man.
Man, look, like,
nah, Strickland Road. That's probably about 240.
In Raleigh, yeah, ain't that no Strickland Road to sell crack at?
Why are we selling crack on Strickland Road?
Because white people,
the surrounding area.
Because, like, white people pay more for drugs because they don't know any better. You can bully a white person by paying more for weed. So, like, I used to sell weed in high school, right? The same $10 gram I used to sell, because back then it was mid. It wasn't really no loud like that. The same $10 mid I sell to you, I would sell it to 20 for Jimmy. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Because that's just something, that's the lunch money he got that day.
Yeah.
That's racist.
That's the life I lived. I couldn't even date a white woman in peace back in the day. Ha. I'm clowning. Hey, well, can we go?
We can go.
Now, we good?
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at y'all monkey asses anyway.
I'm like, somebody asked, is your hair still fucked up? But I said, yeah.
My hair still fucked up? Yeah, it's...
No, they were saying like the worm shit. So I was like, yeah, still. It was Nick. Nick said it.
That's why I didn't slap like that.
Yeah. Because he got the same three t-shirts.
Yeah. He got that Thrasher shirt on right now. Yeah, sure of it. And them little ripped black jeans.
He's stupid.
Yeah. Yo. I bet you don't even wash them. You probably hang them up in your closet door so they can air out. Stink, bitch. Good night.